Technology never works like it's supposed to. But you know, I don't. Do you? Do you want to step up to the Lord and you got just this little pouch that you didn't even know you had, and have the Lord say, What's that little pouch? Well, you tell me what that little pouch is, Lord. I didn't even know I had that little pouch. Oh, it's got those little sins in it. A lot of little sins can fit into a little pouch. I would rather err on the side of forgive me, Lord, than err on the side of, well, that can't be a sin. Now, again, this isn't like a thing where because of spiritual warfare we look for a demon under every rock. It just means to be aware, because sometimes I think that we know and we let it go. You know? I shouldn't be thinking that, Lord. Well, how about just adding forgive me? You know? Rather than, that's not a big deal. That's nothing compared to other things. But to you and me, for us, with Christ in us, it makes a mark, you know. He dwells in you richly. Holy Spirit is there to lead us into all truth. You know? If I'm going along and then all of a sudden I feel like the Lord is saying something to me and I say, well, I know what the Bible says, but no. The Bible says that's not me. Forgive me. Because here's the deal. When we are forgiven, it makes us aware that we're forgiven, and it makes us aware of why we needed to be forgiven. You know, I'm forgiven. You were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. You know? And so it's... there's nothing wrong with needing forgiveness. We grow as we're forgiven. Don't we? We got a lot ahead of us yet, you know? We got a lot, and we don't want to have anything. I think that Gloria Copeland once talked about that we don't want anything plugging up the Holy Spirit. You know, we don't want a plugged drain. Do we? I don't like plugged drains. I don't like plugged drains at all. A month ago, I had to take the drain on the bathtub out to get all of the hair out of it. Good stuff. It gradually got there. What if we just gradually plug up? What if we gradually... We've seen people that gradually plugged up, you know? Stopped paying attention, maybe stopped reading their Bibles. Don't really know why, but all of a sudden it's goodbye. We don't, you know. You don't see them because it's not comfortable to be in the presence of God if you haven't kept yourself cleansed. It's just not. You know? I'm thankful. I mean, I'm not going to leave this earth unforgiven. But the thing is that I hadn't thought that much about it until I started thinking about it. And I thought if I hadn't thought that much about it, I might be doing a poor service to you if I don't just bring it up. I mean, I was really thankful I was bringing it up, and Tara got done praying. Those filthy liars. Dear God, were you preaching to me, Tara? Was that a Holy Ghost anointing and fix Roger? You know, well, I'm glad I was ahead of the game. Forgive me.
That was something I heard.
Huh?
Judy had talked about a funeral yesterday.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Thanks for letting me off the hook. No, but you know what? We need to consider those things. What if we forget about being forgiven? I'm forgiven, you were forsaken. I'm forgiven, you were forsaken. I'm accepted, you were condemned. It's just a fact. We all know it. Everybody knows it. Everybody everywhere knows it. There's a lot of people sitting in church right now. They know all about it. If you say you haven't sinned, you're a liar. Wait a second. There's a lot of those people sitting there going, hey, what's the preacher doing preaching like that? Who does he think he is? I was just reading this morning about Jeremiah. You know, Jeremiah, God told him what to say. They, of course, wanted to kill him. He said, you've been making a big mistake. You kill me, you're killing an innocent man. I'm telling you what God said. Who does he think he is speaking for God? Do you know you speak for God? You speak for God. You have opportunity to speak for God. Maybe you're not comfortable speaking for God at that particular time. So you don't speak for God at that particular time. And then you go to talk to God, and God says, how come you didn't say something? Now, is that a sin or is it just a mistake and forget about it? Now, I'd be saying, forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. You know? I mean, you can miss the mark, but if you miss the mark, why not just be forgiven? It's not a big... He said, if you ask me, I'll forgive you. You see, if we don't get forgiveness, then we put it in a pouch and we become comfortable with that, missing that mark, you know? And it becomes one of those things that lots of people have done before. It doesn't seem to bother them. Why should it bother me? You see, but the Holy Spirit was given to us sometimes to bother us. He'll lead you into all truth. Remember what we've talked about? The truth. The truth isn't always comfortable. But it should be, shouldn't it? The truth should always be comfortable to us, shouldn't it? Because it's the truth that makes us free. It's the truth that makes us free. So the truth is... You know, I've told you that sometimes I battle with what I'm thinking about. I've overcome speaking it, but I don't want to think about it. I don't want to think. Well, can't wait till Vicky's healed and she can do her own dishes. They aren't her dishes. They're my dishes. I have inherited this. This is my joy. It's not my plight. Oh, you know. You don't want to know. She has me doing a lot of things that I never used to do, but boy, I do them. They're just in my head. I wash the mirror in the other bathroom because I use that other bathroom. I wash that mirror, want to make it shiny. I wash the fixtures, I want them to be shiny. You know, it's a service unto the Lord. It really is. It's like it's a gift. And so I'm going, well, thank you, Lord. You know, catch myself doing the right thing. It's just crazy. You know, but that won't cover up my sins. But it will keep me from some of those little ones. But there isn't a little one, is there? There isn't a little one. And we don't have to be looking around corners. Oh, did I miss? We don't have to do that because the Holy Spirit will help us do that. We'll know. And when we know, yeah, we'll be sorry, but just add a forgive me, Lord. Why not? Wouldn't it? If it wasn't something you needed forgiveness for, wouldn't it be wonderful to have the Lord say, I appreciate your diligence, but that really doesn't qualify. You know? Because maybe if we think we've sinned, we sinned. Maybe we don't know. Do you know everything? I don't know everything. I keep thinking that I should know a lot more than I do. I think that I should be able to live sin-free. I've spent enough time with the Lord to live sin-free. I can take on those big ones. Not a problem. You know? And we talked about no compromise. Yesterday I was emailing with a friend and was having an issue with something, and I said, just stop. I believe you and I respect you, but my doctor said not to just quit cold turkey. It'd be too hard on you. Well, I'm going to keep praying because I know that the soul that the Lord sets free is free, you know. But you see, that's what, when I said that, Vicky said, yeah, yeah. My mom's doctor told her, don't quit smoking cold turkey. It'll kill you. She was killing herself. You know? She was. Lit herself up like a Christmas tree. Oxygen and cigarettes don't go together.
She did get a nice face.
Yeah, her face got, don't do it, honey. I mean, if we really know, I could try. John's good with the torch. We could go out there and John could probably just give you a little facelift with a torch. I don't think he'd go along with that. But if you pressed him, he'd probably do anything for you. So, and if it worked, Vicky would be next in line. You could probably sell it on eBay.
Mm.
Yeah, well, anyway, I don't think it was a good trade. But, you know, it's a matter of forgive us our sins. Everyone, we sing this song and says, everyone needs forgiveness. The kindness of the Savior. These are just notes from my journal. I'm sorry is good, but forgive me is better. Right? Forgive me. Forgive me. In fact, according to the Bible, forgive me is necessary. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Yesterday during the communion in America, the guy was talking about that. Forgive us as we forgive in communion in the blood that covers our sins. And he was talking about, he said, so Who's that person across the table that you need to forgive? Who's that? Who would the Lord put on your mind that you need to forgive? Because forgive us as we forgive those who've sinned against us. Who has sinned against you so much? So much that you'll go to a different table to take communion. I don't think anybody's sinned against me enough to think about. I'm fortunate that I don't think much about that kind of stuff. But you know, but then again, is there somebody that I see and I go, oh, no. You know, I don't. But you see, does disgusted fit well with you? It doesn't, does it? You know, I mean, it's like disgusted is disgusting. You know, it's like it just got to do something about it. It's like dog do on your shoes. You got to get it off, you know. You just need to, the best thing to do is not step in it. See, we can accidentally, we can go marching in to a disgusting situation. We can plan for it. I'm going to give them a piece of my mind. I'm going to pray about what I'll say instead. You know, I mean, it's just, it what am I trying to do here, Lord? I'm trying to. Help me to leave no sin, failure, mistake, words, misspoken, thought that is wrong, or even things I missed or failed to notice. Forgive me for failing to be forgiven, Lord. David said, forgive my secret sins. David gave us a great example of how we can stand sin. Try to hide sin, live miserably. Until he was set free, he didn't mention how bad things were. My bones ached within me. Nothing went right, you know? I mean, after Nathan came to him and said, you're the one, it was clear as a bell what he'd been going through. Now, of course, those weren't small things that he did. But there were quite a few small things that he did that prepared him to hold on to that big thing, I think. You know? Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence. Don't take your Holy Spirit away from me. I don't want to quench the Holy Spirit so much that he just steps aside and says, I'll be waiting. I'll be waiting. Whenever you call, I'll be waiting. But you see, if we're full of that which is not godly, we're not comfortable around godly. And we, you know, I mean, sometimes I think that Christians can get into the idea that this is my burden to bear. I'm just being burdened by the Lord. That's why I'm an intercessor. Believe me, people, we can be not deceived, the Bible says. If it says be not deceived, that means we can be deceived. Right? We're not beyond being deceived, are we? And we're not above comforting ourselves in our deception. So, forgive me. What can wash away my sin? What can remove my stubbornness? What can remove my bitterness? What? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. And And all of a sudden, we're set free to worship, set free to praise Him, set free to glorify my Lord. I'll laugh and shout and dance and sing and shout amen to the King of Kings. Whoa, oh, I'm set free to worship. Late last night, they had a band on that was doing, they were singing this, and I don't care what it looks like, I don't care what it sounds like, I don't care what it feels like, all I got is praise the Lord, you know. They were doing things that would have called religious spirits to just bark at them, you know. Because he said, just let yourself go. Some people were looking around going, and some people said, all right, this is church. You know? I don't care what it sounds like. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it feels like. I'm going to praise the Lord. No, no, you don't have to do that for God to receive our praises. What I'm saying is, you know, I was so happy when my sins were forgiven. I just was. And I still am. I don't want to go sin so I can be that happy again. But I can rejoice in what I've been forgiven for still. Still. And I can search my heart. And I can be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And I can say, forgive me, Lord. Because any little thing that might come between me and my Savior is not worth having. You know? It's just not like. How much do you enjoy a little piece of dirt in your eye? Or hitting a cactus and one of those little things being stuck in your finger. So small you can't see it, but boy, you can feel it. You know? I want to be sensitive to the Spirit like that. I want to be so sensitive to the Spirit that I work as hard to get that out of my life that has caused me discomfort as I would to wash the dirt out of my eye. Or if I can't find it, honey, can you see that thing? You know, we help one another. Cleanse my hands, purify my heart, so I can stand in your presence, O Lord. With clean hands and a pure, pure heart, I will worship before the throne of God. Keep me from secret sins, Lord. Forgive me, Lord, for those things that I don't even know that I've done. And forgive me. Forgive me for those things that I have covered up. And reveal them to me. Lord, I'm reminded of an old song that said, if I have wounded any soul today, or if I have caused a sheep to go astray, Lord, forgive. Thank you, Lord, that we're free. Because of what you did. Thank you, Lord, that the air is cleaner and the skies are clearer when we have allowed ourselves the joy of being cleansed of all unrighteousness. Keep us as the apples of your eye, Lord, and lead us in a way that is everlasting, and give us compassionate hearts to help others. We pray for them, and we pray that you would bring them by our door so that we can encourage them with how much you love, and that nothing can separate us from your love. And that you are generous, and you have good plans for us, and there is no God like our God. No other God will do, only you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.